After all the appointments, planning, procedures, or maybe just years of hoping, you finally hear the words you've been waiting for. You're going to be a parent. But instead of the joy you imagined, you find yourself feeling unsure. Because when your life has been wrapped up in the journey to get here through IVF, surrogacy, donor conception, or adoption, it's not always easy to shift gears. What does it mean to go from trying to parenthood? What happens when the waiting ends and the next chapter begins? Today, we're talking about that space, the in-between, the emotional and mental transition that often goes unspoken. Because becoming a parent, however you get there, isn't just a moment. It's a process, and it's okay if you don't feel ready at all at once. Welcome to the Fertility Cafe, where we explore the beautiful complexity of modern family building. I'm your host, Eloise Drain, and this is a space for honest conversations about surrogacy, egg donation, and the journey to parenthood. With expert insights and real stories, we're here to guide you through the medical, legal, and emotional aspects of third-party family building. We believe that love has no limits, and neither should parenthood. Hey there, and welcome back to Fertility Cafe. I'm your host, Eloise Drain. Today, we're diving into something that doesn't get talked about nearly enough. The moment your fertility journey shifts from trying to actually becoming a parent. That moment when the test is positive, the match is confirmed, the paperwork is done, and suddenly you're on your way. But here's the thing. Even after all the years, all the energy, all the hope, you might still feel unsure. There's no switch that flips just because you got the news. And for many, especially those who've navigated long or complex paths to parenthood, it can feel like stepping into a whole new world. Whether you're growing your family through IVF, surrogacy, egg or sperm donation, or adoption, or you've always known you need help to get here, this transition is real and it's layered and it deserves space. So in today's episode, we're going to explore what this shift really looks like, not just the logistics, but the emotions, the identity shifts, and the gentle, messy process of becoming. So let's get into it. Let's start with something real, something we don't talk about enough. And that's how hard it can be to shift out of the fertility mindset once things finally start happening. When you've been trying to grow your family, everything becomes about that goal. The appointments, the decisions, the highs, the heartbreaks, it all becomes part of your routine. You wake up thinking about it. You plan your life around it. It becomes part of who you are. And let's be honest, it's not just the emotional side. There's the financial toll too. The budgeting, the sacrifices, the bills that keep coming. And if you're in a relationship, it can take a toll there too. It's not always talked about, but this journey can stretch even the strongest partnerships. Sometimes it feels like everything else is on pause while you just try to hold it together. So when that moment finally comes, that test is positive, the match goes through, the call you've been waiting for, it's huge. And yeah, there's joy, but also sometimes there's fear or numbness or just this weird feeling of being unsure. And I just want to say, if that's where you're at, you're not the only one. That's not strange. And it's definitely not wrong. In fact, a lot of people feel that way, even people who didn't have a hard time becoming a parent. This shift into parenthood is a major life transition, no matter how you got here. So if you're feeling off balance right now, that makes sense. What can help is just taking the pressure off. You don't have to feel one certain way. You don't need to rush yourself into feeling ready. You've been through a lot, and it's okay if your heart and your head are still catching up. For some folks, it helps to talk to someone, a therapist, a friend who gets it, or even just yourself in a quiet moment. Others don't want to sit in the feelings. They just want to move forward. And that's okay too. This isn't about doing it perfectly. It's about being honest with yourself and giving yourself space to land in this new part of your story. So let's talk about control. Because if you've been on a fertility journey, especially one that involved treatments, procedures, or coordination with others, then you would know what it's like to live in a world of precision. You track everything, plan obsessively. You become fluent in timelines and medical terms most people have never even heard of. And eventually, that structure becomes more than a routine. It becomes a lifeline. It's how you made sense of the uncertainty, how you coped with feeling powerless. But now things are shifting. Maybe you're pregnant. Maybe your match is moving forward. Maybe you've just come home with your baby. And suddenly there's less to control. The calendar isn't driving your every move. The next steps feel less defined. And that can feel scary. You might find yourself spiraling over the smallest details, Googling symptoms, rereading messages, second-guessing instincts that haven't had much room to breathe. Because after years of outsourcing your trust to data, providers, and plans, being asked to now just trust yourself can feel impossible. And if you're navigating this as part of a group that's often questioned, LGBTQ+, single, you working with a surrogate or donor, you might feel even more pressure to get it right, to be prepared, to prove you're meant to be here. That pressure runs deep. But here's the truth. Control wasn't ever really about stopping something bad from happening. It was about trying to feel safe. And now that safety needs to come from somewhere new within you. That might mean sitting with not knowing, letting go of one more article, one more opinion, saying, I don't have all the answers, but I trust myself to figure it out. It might look like rest instead of research, or simply saying, this moment is enough. You're not feeling for needing to adjust. You're just learning how to live in this next chapter with less control and more trust. Now, let's talk about something that can sneak up on you during transition, and that's identity. When you've been in fertility mode for months or years, that whole experience starts to shape how you see yourself. You're the one doing the injections, the one at all the appointments, the one navigating surrogacy or donor matching or adoption paperwork. You're the one hoping, and people know you that way too. It becomes kind of a shorthand like, oh, they're still trying to have a baby. And then almost suddenly, that identity drops away. You're not in the waiting anymore. You're here, or almost here. You're going to be a parent. And even if that's exactly what you wanted, it can feel disorienting. Like, wait, who am I now if I'm not the person trying to get here anymore? That's a real thing. And it makes sense. And if you've been so focused on this one big goal for so long that it's easy to lose track of the rest of you along the way. And now that you're here, maybe your priorities feel like they've shifted, or your body feels different, or your creativity's quieter, or you're looking around going, I thought I'd feel more like myself by now. If that's not happening for you, you're not alone. This whole season of becoming a parent, especially after a long or complicated journey, can stir up some big questions, like what happens to your work, your friendships, your version of fun, your sense of purpose beyond just keeping a baby alive? And for some of us, the answer isn't clear yet. That's okay. This is identity work, and it's messy and important and totally normal. You're not going backward, you're evolving, and that takes time. So if you feel a little out of sorts right now, that doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It just means you're in the middle of becoming someone new. Here's something people don't talk about enough: the early days of parenting after infertility. They're not always magical. Even when everything goes right, you've got the baby, the room is ready, the moment is here, it can still feel kind of off or flat or weirdly quiet. Some people expect this big emotional payoff, and instead it's like, wait, this is it? For some, those early days can feel like emotional whiplash. You're trying to care for this brand new human while barely sleeping, your nerves are shot, and the smallest things, like a feeding not going smoothly or a crying spell that won't end, can leave you second-guessing yourself constantly. You might feel like you should be more confident or joyful because of how hard you worked to get here. But instead, you find yourself thinking things like, am I doing this right? Why doesn't this feel like I thought it would? Why am I not bonding instantly? That doesn't mean you're not grateful or that you're doing it wrong. It just means you're human and you've been through a lot. Or the anxiety that used to revolve around trying to conceive now just latches onto something else. Feeding, sleep, health, bonding. Your brain's been wired for vigilance for so long, it doesn't just turn off overnight. And for some, especially those who didn't carry their baby, there can be this extra layer of emotional whiplash. Even without the physical recovery, the emotional toll is real. You might feel overwhelmed, disconnected, or even anxious in a way that surprises you. That's okay. It's actually more common than people talk about. The reality is, you can experience postpartum depression or anxiety even if you didn't go through pregnancy. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. And here's something else that needs to be said. If you experience trauma during your fertility journey, or even in the lead up to meeting your baby, that doesn't just disappear once the baby arrives. Trauma lingers. And sometimes when you're finally holding your child, those unprocessed emotions come rushing in. If that's your story, don't wait. Get support ahead of time. Talk to a therapist. Line up your mental health resources before the baby comes if you can. It's not about being dramatic. It's about being prepared and giving yourself what you need to be okay. And on top of that, you might feel like you should be soaking in every second. Like you fought so hard to be here, so you better appreciate it all. And then you feel bad when you're tired or frustrated or not in love with every moment. It can start to mess with your head. But here's the thing. You can be grateful and still overwhelmed. You can love your baby and wish you had 5 minutes to breathe. You can have waited years for this and still miss the version of you who had time to sit and think. That's not ungrateful. Again, that's being human. And if it feels like everyone around you moved on the minute the baby arrived, you're not imagining it. People stop asking how you are. The emotional support sometimes vanishes, and that can feel a little like whiplash. So just know, you're not doing it wrong if it feels complicated. This season is tender and strange and beautiful and exhausting. It's all of those, all sometimes mixed together in 1 minute. I want to share something that's been on my heart because I've seen it come up in so many conversations and not nearly enough people are talking about it. Last year, my son and his partner had their first baby, my first grandchild. It was beautiful. They were attentive and loving and completely committed. But a few days in, my son looked at me and said, "I'd do anything for him. I feel this huge sense of responsibility. But I don't feel that big wave of love people talk about that you had talked about. Is that normal?" And I told him, yes, absolutely. It's normal. That instant bonding narrative, it doesn't happen for everyone. And when it doesn't, it can feel like something's wrong with you, especially if you've been through a long or difficult journey to get here. I've heard the same thing from parents who welcome their baby through surrogacy. Those early days can feel surreal. You know intellectually this is your child, but emotionally, your body and heart might take a while to catch up, and that's okay. Love doesn't have to rush in all at once. Sometimes it grows slowly, in the feedings, in the quiet hours, in the care routines. In that bond, it becomes real over time. It's not performative. It's not proof. It's just yours. So if you're not feeling everything the way you thought you would, or in the timing you expected, that doesn't make you a bad parent. Again, that makes you human. Once the fertility part is over, everything changes. And not just logistically, emotionally, relationally, and socially. You go from planning protocols to pacing feedings. From how do I make this happen to, am I actually ready for this? It's a full body pivot, and your life, your relationships, your friendships, even your sense of self feels different now because it is. If you're partnered, the dynamics may be shifting more than you were expecting. Maybe there were assumptions about who would handle what, how nights would work, how you divide the mental load, and now you're navigating it in real time. One of you might be overwhelmed, the other might be shutting down, and the silence between you might feel louder than usual. There's often a shift in intimacy too, not just physical, but emotional. You've been through something profound, and now your roles have changed. And the connection might need to be rebuilt, not because anything's broken, but because everything's different. If you're doing this solo, the weight is different. But just as real, you're holding every detail, every worry, every decision. It's empowering and exhausting, and sometimes lonely, even when you're proud. Then there's your friendships. People might pull back or expect you to show up the same way, even though you don't have the same energy. You might feel like you've changed and they haven't caught up. And that's hard because it's not just your schedule that's shifted. It's your lens, the way you see the world, the way you see yourself. This is identity work. It's not always graceful, but it is necessary. You're not who you were before, and that's not a loss. That's a becoming. So now you're in it. The baby's here, the paperwork signed, the nursery's ready, or maybe things are still settling. Maybe you're no longer in the trying phase. And maybe it still doesn't feel real. Maybe you're going through the emotions. Maybe doing everything you're supposed to, but wondering when it's going to click. Wondering when that feeling of being a parent is going to fully arrive. That's okay, because this part is not about performing parenthood. It's about growing into it. And growth isn't instant. It's clumsy, uneven, beautiful, and boring, raw, and relentless. It's learning your baby's rhythms and also relearning your own. It's doing the next right thing without always knowing what that is. You might still carry the weight of how you got here. The grief, the losses, the people who didn't support you. That doesn't disappear when the baby arrives. Sometimes it sneaks up in the quiet, in the middle of the night, or when a memory catches you off guard. That doesn't mean you're stuck in the past. It means you're human. You don't have to erase everything you've been through to be present here. You get to hold both the joy and the fatigue, the gratitude and the grief. Some days you'll feel like you've got this. Some days you'll feel like you're unraveling. Both are part of the story. This season isn't about proving anything. It's about staying open. Trusting that this version of you, the one who's still figuring it out, is already enough. This transition from fertility treatments to parenthood is a lot. And it's okay if it feels complicated. It's okay if you're not sure how to feel, or if it's taking longer than you thought to settle into this new version of life. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to prove anything. You're already doing it, right in the middle of the mess, the learning, the figuring it out as you go. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, check out the full video on YouTube, and follow us at Fertility Cafe on social media. And remember, love has no limits. Neither should parenthood. Thank you for joining us at the Fertility Cafe. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who might benefit from this information. You can find show notes and resources from this episode in the description or visit thefertilitycafe.com for more information.